here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM. Stream at listenlikealocal.com or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, it's a rough night, a rough week from COVID since last week. The numbers have really ballooned. I guess they were, on the last broadcast, I guess the numbers were starting to see a pretty good increase. I guess for the last, 10 or 12 days now, we've been in an increase pattern.
Right.
But for this week, it has just been a off the charts for Kentucky, and for Powell County, almost the same kind of a look for Powell County.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we're continuing to see an escalation in cases, well over 500 on a daily average anymore. Today, according to the latest statistics, 518 new cases in Kentucky, 13 children under the age of five. The total cases are 24,540. Three new deaths and 677 total deaths in that. So you're talking almost 25,000 people across the state, and it seems just like those weeks ago, right? We were not even 10,000.
Yeah.
You know, and then for the county, we actually have 29 total cases, potentially 31, depending on the data that you end up getting. But this is based on the Powell County Health Department. 29. Cases, 17 active cases, and 12 recovered cases at this point. So the numbers in the county, again, for the longest time, we were at one, you know, then we had three, then we kind of jumped up and had six at one time where we were kind of hovering around that eight. Yep. But then at that point, again, it's just slowly but surely getting up. And when you're talking roughly 30 people,
yeah.
That's a pretty big increase in a short period of time for our county.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, was it 2 weeks ago we were at eight, or was it just last week we were at eight?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
So we're talking a 14-day period for us. We were at eight and kind of worried, but then we kind of hit a double pattern last week, and now we've almost doubled it again. So since we were at eight 2 weeks ago, we've almost doubled.
Well, I guess four times, actually.
Yeah, we've
quadrupled.
Tripled it.
Correct.
And we are approaching the kind of like the numbers in the state as far as the multiple factor. When you're looking at 200 cases a day goes to almost 600 cases a day, it's kind of what Powell County has done in a smaller sense. We're still on the climb, and we are at three times the number now. So if you keep doing those multipliers, it's not going to be three times next week. It's going to be five or six times. So when you start doing these, I guess, mathematical stuff and you figure it out,
the multiplying of the number of contacts
is not one. It's going to be multiplied by those numbers. And for every one case, is it like a multiplier of three? And if we've multiplied by three now, we're looking at six to nine the next time we talk about it, and that's the number we don't want to get to here in Powell County. And I saw the little video clip that I'm not sure who did the editing, but Stacy Crace, the health department, came on there, and that was a really good video. A lot of the county officials were on there, and a lot of the lay people that work in certain jobs here in the county. It was a nice video done by Stacy and the folks. Again, not sure who gave credit, who did the editing, but it was a very nice video, and talk about wearing a mask and protecting others. And now, and I'm glad to see this. And personally, this is, again, not a reflection of the station or anything. I'm not a huge President Trump fan, but at least now he has recognizing that we have a problem. He is wearing a mask, and he is now suggesting to all Americans to wear the mask. And he's now saying this problem is, we haven't seen the worst yet. So I am so happy that our leader has, maybe 2 months late, but our leader has finally said, we have a problem and we need to address it by wearing a mask. And finally, some good leadership out of the White House.
And I think on one hand, when you look at the increase, not only in our state, because we're among the top 15 at this point, but, you know, now I believe California has actually surpassed New York State mm-hmm. as far as the most cases. Of course, Florida is huge. And then the governor ended up even announcing, don't travel to certain states, you know, in the area, in a sense. Like, if you're traveling, do not go to these particular states. And obviously, we know, based on people traveling, in a sense, getting out, not necessarily the social distancing, the wearing the mask, and now you're in contact with people across the country, if you're on vacation, in theory. And at that point, you start bringing those things back. And again, how many people are asymptomatic? To me, yes. That's the hidden factor right there, right? You know, someone that doesn't necessarily show symptoms, show signs of it, still potentially affected and or infecting others unbeknownst to them. Therefore, correct. It goes back to, as inconvenient as it is, wearing the mask. I'm not a big fan of the mask, but if I'm going into the stores, I'm putting it on for my 15 minutes, 30 minutes, however long I'm in there. And as soon as I get back out, as long as I'm not near anybody, I'm pulling the thing right back off again and going on about my business. It is an inconvenience. I get the difficulty in breathing, but it's something that we all have to do. Whether you agree or disagree with it, again, I'm all for people's freedoms and the right to choose, if you want to wear the mask or not wear the mask. But at the same time, even though it's an inconvenience, just climb on board, wear it when you're in those settings, and take it right back off as soon as you're back out again. Because we have to do something in order to get those numbers to start coming down. And at this point, if we don't start following those guidelines, we're going to be in worse shape than we already are.
Yeah, and we'll make a little programming note and let you all know this ahead of time. I put this on Facebook today, but if you're not a friend or a follower of me, then you didn't see it. But we would like to open the phone lines up tonight for your all's concerns or questions that maybe we can answer, maybe we can't. I don't know. But, you know, we're not the only two people in the community. You know, we'd like to hear other comments and discussion points. And, you know, if we have to blow somebody up or whatever, that's kind of it. But, you know, it's really... We'll make this announcement too before we get going there. By the way, we won't take any calls right now, but after this break, we're open. If you want to call in, 606-663-2811, or you can text your questions to the same number. And I think it comes over the reader here. If not, I might not be able to get back with you, and I'll let you know on the air. You can make a call. But the Powell County Athletics Department, we had a meeting yesterday with all the coaches, and have decided there will be a two-week pause. Now, here's what that means. If you are in most sports at the Powell County High School in athletics, this is high school and middle school and I guess anybody else that we blanket, no practice until August the 2nd, I believe they said on the thing, but basically it's waiting for the August 3rd announcement by the KHSAA if there are any other announcements on start, because August 3rd was our new date for first official practice, was August 3rd. Waiting for guidelines to see what we can or can't do. You know, Powell County, the coaches have agreed, and Doug Brewer, I have to give him a lot of the credit because he called the meeting and asked for our input on this, but we have ceased all practices with the exception of boys and girls golf and bass team, and I'm not sure about cross country, but I know boys and girls golf.
Cross country as well.
Is open, right?
No, it's not closed.
It's closed, okay. Yeah. So boys and girls golf and bass team are okay. They are still a go because they've been approved by the KHSA that they are a go, and actually there are tournaments. I know Blake told me there was a tournament the 27th that they're entered in, and these tournaments are going on prior to the next announcement by the KHSAA. So golf's already rolling. Bass is already rolling. So those two have been okayed by the governor. They've been okayed by the KHSAA. So they're going to go right on. Now, just for your information out there, we get these questions all the time. We even ask the questions. You know, if you're a travel coach, and it may be interested in your input tonight, if you want to call in, if you're a travel coach or a travel player or travel parent, you know, we're glad to see that you're out playing because we want all of us to see us play. You know, I would have loved to have had a softball season last year, but with the COVID thing hit, numbers weren't nearly as bad as they are now. You know, to me, we're in a very dangerous time. And I'm not knocking anybody because I want the kids to play as much travel ball as they can. But if you're playing travel ball and you're out there unmasked, and you're, if you're coaching and you're unmasked, and you're not following the guidelines that has been put out, you're, understand that you're probably not putting just yourselves or your child in danger. But if somebody contracts COVID and brings it back here, you're going to see an increased count, which means they'll probably shut down more athletic programs. I'm not saying you're all the cause or anything like that, but I will say this. Every time you go out there and you don't follow the protocols, you're taking a risk, and you're putting people's lives or their health in danger. And that's a concern, because as a softball coach, we've lost the season already. I know what it did to the players. I saw how we responded to that. And what I hear out of the younger people, well, they don't want to lose the season either. Well, I understand that. They got more seasons left to go. You know, there's not a lot of kids playing 18U. But we do have kids playing 8U, 10U, 12U, 14U. And I totally get it and totally support it. But to what you have to eventually level it out. Somebody has to give up something for us to get over this hump. And if we want to start school back, and if we want to get back in the regular athletic mindset, we may have to lay off some stuff for a couple of weeks, just like the Powell County Athletic Department, which I commend them for just taking a pause. No cases of COVID. I'm not sure anybody's even been tested, but there's no cases reported here in Powell County with the athletics program. So that's not the reason for the pause. The reason for the pause was the increased number of cases in the county and the increased amount of cases in the state. And if we hope to curb it before it gets started, which is why I'm kind of making this plea, I guess, to you guys. Just kind of be careful and be, you know, if you're in a dugout with 12 other kids, you probably should have a mask on.
Well, and on one hand, I think the fact that the district is being proactive.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with taking a pause. And as you mentioned, especially with the increase in cases. At that point, what people need to realize as well is that when you look at factories and businesses opening back up, and now people going outside of the county, let's just even say as far as work and or shopping, whatever it might be, the people you're coming in contact with potentially asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, now all of a sudden you are potentially bringing that back asymptomatic, spreading that to others. And at that point, that's where those numbers become compounded. I think on one hand, when you're looking at sports and athletics, especially on some of these travel teams, because that, and not to be picking on travel teams by
but
any means.
But they're the only ones playing. I mean,
correct,
right now they're
correct,
the only
yes.
ones playing.
And that, again, and hopefully there's no cases or anything that's
great.
Happening and all of that. But when you're looking at that, again, yes, these kids need to be out. Again, the fact that, you know, just even walking and or jogging at the city park, you know, seeing more people out, you know, they're even doing the music at the Stanton City Park on Thursday nights. You know, you've got the ball teams that are playing, things along that line. So it's great to see people out. Unfortunately, the social distancing and the mask wearing are not common in those close quarters like that. So therefore, you run the risk of infection or infecting someone else for that matter. So if people would practice the guidelines, regardless if you're playing or not, practice the guidelines. If you're in the dugout, wear the mask. Keep your social distancing as much as possible. If you're in the stands, you know, as a fan or a parent, try and do that as well to keep yourself a little bit spread apart in a sense as far as that social distancing. We can get those numbers to reduce. It's when everybody just dismisses it and says, well, it's not going to affect me, or well, our numbers are so low here in this county that it's not that big a deal. But as you mentioned, we're liable to get on the air next week and there's liable to be 90 people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how exponentially it can grow that quick.
Exponential growth is scary.
Yeah.
Once you get into it, it's that penny. What is it? A penny a day for so many days? Or would you rather this amount of money and the penny a day is a lot better because
would you rather have $1 million straight up or a penny a day for 30 days?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So
take the penny a day because you're always doubling
that's
your amount.
That's exponential growth. That's
yeah, you
what
end
we're
up with
2
million
this.
At the end of the 30 days instead of the million.
That's why we're talking about these multiplier effects. And folks, we've got more sports to come up, and we're going to talk about this for a while. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, arguments, debates, we'll be glad to talk to you. it's kind of fun, but this is on a serious note, and we got to kind of get this quashed before we can get everything restarted. So after the break, we'll take your calls here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Attention 2020 graduates. Start your career now with Stantec Manufacturing. Make plans to attend the on-site job fair on August 5th at Stantec, working in partnership with Latrell Staffing. Take a tour of the plant and get your interview. Call today for more information or reserve your interview time by calling 859-520-3815. Just mention your interest in the Stantec job fair. That's 859-520-3815. Ask how you can make up to $13 an hour. Stantec Manufacturing, now hiring recent graduates.
Times have never been better to buy a new 2020 Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram than right now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. Rates are low, trade values are high, and rebates are at an all-time level. Drive forward with the folks at Tanner. You won't find a better deal or a better place to do business. Shop Tanner first. Call them at 606-663-2856. Just off the Mountain Parkway, exit 22 in Stanton. Proudly serving Eastern Kentucky for over 20 years.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless has a question for you. Would you rather pay $650 or $66 for a smartphone? If you think this answer is simple, then the Appalachian Advantage Plan is for you. Pay less upfront for today's hottest smartphones, and then pay just a few dollars more every month on the monthly bill. Many smartphones are $5 a month or less after you factor in the $20 discount from the Advantage Plan compared to the contract offering. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless. Payment agreement required. See store for details.
The emergency department at Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin is faster, closer, and better. When an emergency strikes, we are right down the street and ready to help. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on-site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is an accredited chest pain center and level 4 trauma center. You can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. Choose the emergency department at Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin. Faster, closer, better.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9. Again, we're going to open up the phone lines, 606-663-2811. Give us a call. We'll discuss sports, COVID, whatever your pleasures may be. We do want to mention a new sponsor that we've had. You've already heard once from them. You'll hear again later on this show. But our new sponsor, I'll just go ahead and read this, what was left for me. Attention 2020 graduates, start your own career now with Stantec Manufacturing. Make plans to attend the on-site job fair on August the 5th at Stantec. Working in partnership with Luttrell Staffing, take a tour of the plant and get your interview. Call today for more information or reserve your interview time by calling 859-520-3815. Just mention your interest in the Stantec job fair. Again, that's 859-520-3815. Ask how you can make up to $13 an hour at Stanton Manufacturing, now hiring recent graduates. So, again, thank you for jumping on board. We appreciate all the sponsors. And, again, if anybody out there wants to sponsor Powell County Sports and Powell County Sports Network. Again, this goes to the broadcast of sports that we do in the fall. If there are any, which I assume as of right now that everything's a go until we hear that new August 3rd update. But as far as the games are concerned, I have a personal feeling on what may happen. But again, if you want to jump in, call Ken or myself, call the studio, have them in touch with us. We can hook you up with the sponsorship for the rest of the season. And when we're not on the air broadcasting, we plan on it, keep running this show and have interviews with players, coaches, and other folks here in Powell County. And eventually we want to expand out and get some other counties input as well as we go through this. But again, thanks to our new sponsorship at Stantec. So moving on, again, 606-663-2811 is the number. Give us a call and we will talk it up. Again, I didn't mean to step on toes when I was talking about travel ball. I think it is a necessary tool in improving your skills for playing sports. But there's a time where, again, we all have to share in the problem of COVID, and we have to stop doing things that we love to do. And to be able to kick this number down where we need it to be, we need to follow the protocols. Wear the mask, distance, wash your hands, sanitize. All those things that we need to follow, the numbers will go down. If we don't follow the numbers, you're still going to see a steady increase. And you folks that want school to start back so it helps you go to work, which we understand that, if you wanted everything to go smoothly, you need to follow those protocols. Because if we can start, what is today, the 22nd?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you start today, in a month from now, the numbers should be on the decline. We can maybe start school safer, and that's the goal, is to keep the students. And when I look at it as students, the faculty, staff at the schools, need to be also safe and protected. Everybody has to help in this. And if not, it's not going to work. So even if you don't agree, you need to protect yourself and others.
Well, and there's a survey that was sent out to parents and staff, and roughly 70% of parents said that they plan on sending their students back to school.
Correct.
For in-school instruction. So under those circumstances, like you mentioned, we have a month, roughly, to get these numbers to go in a decline. It's not going to happen this week.
Next week.
Correct. But going forward beyond that, again, we have to be diligent in what we're doing, washing those hands, sanitizing, wearing the mask, doing the social distancing, things along that line, in order to make sure that we can start school. Even though there are options, you can do remote learning, you can send your child to school. We know that instruction, effective instruction, the best instruction, is at school in that environment with the teacher. Not that you can't learn online. I mean, you and I are old enough to remember even correspondence courses for college, right? Where you get your assignment and you're mailing it back in.
Well,
it can be effective learning. It's not nearly as effective, though, as that face-to-face instruction, with your teacher.
Yeah, I can kind of look at it a couple of different ways. We used to do coaches' rules clinics in person, and you'd see a room full of 70, 80, 100 coaches asking questions. It was a good tool to just make schedules out, to just get contacts with other folks. Maybe get different drills. It's great resourcing when you have those types of in-person meetings. Now, there are never any of those meetings anymore because everything is online. Do we get as much out of them? No. Is the information still available to us that would have been there? Yes. Can we outreach with Facebook? And there's so many things now we can outreach with. We are not limited to just email anymore. There's so many things, and the younger generation is probably ahead of the older generation in this.
Yeah, we're trying to get in their world.
Yeah, and really, and if you're a young teacher, I'm sure your lessons are probably better than some older teachers, because we have to learn a new way of learning and teaching, just like the younger ones. There's some things that they can learn from the older teachers. But now, this is the way of education for me. This is a community that everybody needs to work together to make the best for our students. And I think you've got really good staff here at Powell County going forward. And I think they'll do whatever they need to do to make it better for your child. So that being said, you know, you got to be diligent. You know, your kids, they hear it from home. If you're not wearing a mask, if you see no use in a mask, what do you think that child is going to do when they're sent to school and they have to wear a mask? They'll likely buck that order, and that will be a problem. And parents have got to be accountable in this as well. You need to model to your kid what the best practices are to stay safe. When they get to school, they understand why we are asking them to do so. And that going forward, we can work so well as a group in this. There is so much division now in the county, in the world. We need to kind of stop the division, get together for the same common goal, work together to kind of kick this COVID virus out of the way. If we can do that, and working together, maybe we'll come back together as a culture, which we need to do, because division is no good. But if we have a common goal here, if we could kick COVID out, that's our common goal. Let's defeat it and move forward.
I think you're right. I think one of the things that's important as well is that there are enough programs, if you will, within the district, within the community, to give people a hand up.
Yep.
Not only for themselves, but for their children as well, to have the best life and fulfill your dream, whatever it is that you want to do. We need parents' support, we need student support,
yep.
And then we need staff and community support in order to create the best product, our children, for our futures.
Yes.
So therefore, if education is important to me, it's going to be important to my children. If following the guidelines and protocols is important to me, it's going to be important to my children. As yep. you mentioned, just modeling, right? If we model that. Now, if you're talking negative about your own school experience and how terrible it was and how you hated school and everything, well, who do you think's listening? Well, your children are going to listen to that, and they're going to pick up, and they're just going to internalize that subconsciously even and say, well, I don't like school either, without yeah. realizing the opportunities that are presented for you to achieve all that you can. So as students, you have to try your best, do your best in your best interest,
yeah.
you know, to be the best version of yourself that you can, and then parent support in order to encourage your child to be the best that they can be. Whether you chose to do that or not, don't shortchange your own child and allow them to fall short of their hopes and dreams. Again, be that backbone, that back support, because guess what we're trying to do in the school system? We're trying to build them up to be all that they can be, to accomplish everything that they can be, to encourage them, to push them along, to be contributing citizens. And again, I don't care if you wanted to be a ditch digger. I've told my kids this. I don't care if you want to be a ditch digger.
They make good money.
And maybe they do. But regardless of what the position is, I don't care what you want to do or what you want to be. If you can live off of that and be happy, support yourself, and you're in that. I mean, people that do social work, you know, there's all kinds of jobs out there that people don't necessarily do it for the money. They do it for the love of children, community, people, whatever it might be. But if we all work together for the same effort, the same goal of educating and, you know, allowing our children to grow into contributors into society, there's no stopping a community like this, because we already have the foundation. Sometimes we just need to all get on the same page, just like COVID, the guidelines. Mm-hmm. We all need to get on the same page, realize we're all in this together, not to be cliche-ish yeah. and, you know, mention the term that the governor has, you know, tossed around, but in a sense, but if we can all get on the same page and all work together collectively, there's no telling what this place could be.
You know, we've seen time after time after time tragedies that happen, disasters, natural disasters. This country always seems like it's there for each other. They'll pick each other up when we're down. In the last few years, it's really not on social issues, we haven't been together. And I'm not saying we're going to be perfectly together tomorrow. That's probably not a reality. But being able to have discussions without having arguments is awesome. And when I say a discussion, that means it's two-sided. You talk and you listen. And hopefully you do the same thing for the others when they come forward. You know, these little kids, when they're listening to you at home, when they're listening to teachers at school, these kids are sponges. The younger they are, the better the sponge is. As they get older, they've kind of already set their mind on what they want to do. They get a little bit more stubborn, a little bit more hard to change that sponge. A sponge, like, it fills up and it doesn't want to expand anymore. We have to be able to kind of break that bond and be able to grow that sponge, if you will, and be able to learn new things. You know, how much better would it be if we could really introduce new things to these kids all the time and not already have a prejudged set in opinions? You know, and I don't think it's the place of a teacher to ever tell a kid what they should or shouldn't believe. That's the job of the family, or however you're brought up, that, you know, the church, if you won't go to church, or the family, that's where a lot of your morals should be built and based on. But I believe that, you know, as teachers, we model behavior. And I talked to another teacher today, and I told this gentleman that I think you will be a wonderful teacher because I know he loves kids. And he said, "Well, I don't know if I'm good at it or not because I'm just getting started." I said, "Let me tell you something. I coached this gentleman in high school golf, and I was helping with basketball at the time, and he's played basketball here too. But I said, you're going to be awesome as a teacher because you love kids. Regardless if you know the stuff that you need to teach as well as you can, you love kids. Therefore, you got their back. And I know I would hire this guy in a heartbeat because he cares about kids first, not second or third, but kids first. Oh, I thought you saw a phone call or something. I'm looking for a light blinking. But that's the kind of teachers that we need. That's the kind of, you know, parents we need. You know, you got to love your kid, support your kid, help them come up in the best that they can, environment they can. Send them to school with an open mind. Let them make their own decisions. Because, when they're 18, we've cheated that kid unless we've taught them how to think and think on their own and make their own decisions. They're not robots. You know, everything. I had this conversation with one of my most respected teachers that I had that I worked with was, I told him one time, I said, I feel like we're cheating these kids because I feel like the education I got is better than what we're giving to them now. He said, I'll go one better. He said, the education I got was better than what you got. And we're talking, I'm going back in time. We're not talking about going forward. And at some point, we got to go back to caring about the kids first. It can't be about, okay, I got to make my paycheck. We got to care about the kids, know where they're coming from, know what they got to go home to, know what they're getting to eat at home. And you see this more than what I would see as a family resource director. Our kids in this community go through a lot at home, and it's rough at a lot of places. And until teachers understand, look, homework is important, and ain't that important. You know, getting a meal on the table is important to those kids. Making money, having something to be able to go home to, that's important. And we got to get people on board that thinks the right way and supports our kids because that is our future. And we got to help them out every step of the way.
And I will say this too, you know, for parents, if you struggle with helping your child with homework or even reading to your child or whatever the case, again, there are so many resources out there to help you and your child to grow and develop. It's just a matter of making a phone call, in a sense, to see, you know, to each one of the schools to see how we can help you, to see what the issue is or the barrier is in order to help you to overcome that and or your child. We want everybody to succeed.
Yep.
No matter who it is, parent, child, grandchildren, grandparents. You know, there's a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren now. There are programs for grandparents that are raising grandkids to give you an insight of people that are going through the same life circumstance that you are, to be able to help you. So again, there are numerous and countless programs out there to help, and it's just a matter of reaching out and saying and admitting, I need help. I don't know everything. And I can even remember when my kids were in fourth and fifth grade, you know, they come home, be math homework or something, and all of a sudden they wouldn't understand something. I'd show it to them and be like, that's not how they did it at school. You know, it'd be like, I don't know. This is the only way I know it. So sometimes there's different ways the kids are learning now than what we learned. Again, sometimes it's just a matter of reaching out to your child's teacher through an email or whatever it is, saying, you know, can you help me out? And again, everybody is more than willing to help children in this community. Again, no matter who it is, it's far-reaching. Business owners, I mean, the amount of money that they donate and give to the different organizations and groups and kids, things along that line. Everybody's on the same page. In premise, we just need to come together a little bit more to affect that change in order to make this community a better version of itself.
And that's what we all want. We all want our kids to be the best that they can be in our community. Our community grows, we grow, everything gets better. And that's where we want to be as a culture. We'll take another break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9. Again, the phones are open if you want to call in. 606-663-2811 is the number. If you want to text in a message, I think they come in. And actually, I don't see the device that shows that, so they may not come across my, I think they come up, pop up here on the screen if they get a text message, but I haven't seen anything. Was that your phone?
That was my phone.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
That's okay. I was looking at my phone to see if it was ringing over here. But anyway, we do have more to talk about other than just talk about our spiel about school and COVID and what we did do as a culture. But Major League Baseball set to start this weekend. I think there's actually games may start on the tomorrow, official games. But I was telling Ken off the air, you know, all these teams are now scrimmaging the team that they're going to open up with, which I really don't understand, except I think it's all about the contacts and the to kind of lower the amount of contacts that you have with other people. I was really impressed when I watched the stream of the game last night. I watched the Reds and Tigers play. I watched about four innings of it. But the players in the dugouts were mostly wearing masks. All the coaches, the trainers, all the staff were wearing masks in the dugouts. I was really impressed. Because You know, and these guys, the way they look at it is a little bit different than what other folks do. They want to be able to stay on the roster as long as they can without getting COVID. If they get COVID, they're out for a while. It's not like it's a three-day thing and come back. I know it's they're out. I know Derek Dietrich, who the Reds were sending down to their B squad, he refused the assignment and he elected to become a free agent, which is okay. But we mentioned Dietrich. Dietrich was one of the guys that tested positive in spring training in Arizona for the Reds. He was just cleared about a week and a half ago. So we're talking from, you know, late February, early March, when they had their spring training cut short. And again, he was one of the players that tested positive. And it was in early July before he was released. And again, I think you have to go through testing protocol, whether you still have it or not. There's a couple weeks where you have to be out. And this COVID thing, you know, people say, well, you're sick for so long. Well, I've seen cases that come out of the hospital that's been in the hospital for 80 or 90 or 100 days. It takes longer for some people to get over it than it does others. Now, if a player comes down positive with a test, they're out on COVID, the injured list, I guess. So it's a different list that you're on there for so long. And with the shortened schedule down to 60 games for MLB, you miss 15 games, you miss a fourth of the season. That's a jolt to a roster that if a player tests positive when the season starts Saturday, Friday, that's a, you know, you don't want to lose a key player, you know, when it comes down to that. You know, if you're the Reds, you spend a lot of money on this team to get together this year, try to make a one-year push. When that's a 60-game schedule, you know, Joey Votto can't take a month off before he starts hitting, you know, for the Reds.
Right.
He's got to come out of the gate hot. Well, I haven't seen it so far, but he needs to turn it up because he's only got 60 games to prove himself. That's all he has this year.
Well, and I think on one hand, especially with baseball, the fact that there are so many players, the circumstances are different. Now you're trying to still have interactions with the players, still trying to, they're in summer camp games now,
right?
You know, leading up to this. And I think you're exactly right. I think if all of a sudden, if someone becomes infected with this, now at that point, though, now it goes back to
how many
contact tracing, yeah. Right? At that point, now what's happening outside of the stadium? Now we're going back to the hotel or wherever we might be going. And now am I wearing the mask, not wearing the mask, guy? People coming in and out of your room, not coming in. Are they wearing the mask? Are we social distancing? Like, at that point, I mean, potentially complete teams could be vanquished in a sense and be gone.
From what I understand, and I just see little bleeps out of this from the MLB, but I have seen where the players are almost on a quarantine.
Right.
They really are kind of sequestered like a jury would be. When they're
like the NBA as well.
Yeah, when they're not playing, they're kind of secluded. They don't want them to go out places. Because you have to follow the protocols. If you take, you know, if one player goes out and doesn't follow, and this is what we talked about earlier, one player goes out and doesn't follow the protocol, brings it back to the rest of the team tomorrow, you lose an entire roster of players, you got to go to the B team. And obviously the B team is not going to be nearly as good as what the A team would be. And if that's the case, you have to have these cleans, you have to have these deep cleans, and it takes time. Then you may have to move home games to away games, and that's one of the things that MLB is trying to get away with. Again, this year, the National League Central, for an example, plays only National League Central teams in the league. They play 40 games with Central opponents, and they play 20 games with AL Central opponents, and they're not common opponents. You know, the Reds came out this year with one of the better schedules because, quote, the Detroit Tigers lost 114 games this year. I think the Reds play the Tigers like 9 times, six times, which is a third of their AL Central schedule. So when you look at, we have to play Detroit, maybe not Cleveland, that 6 games, it's a much better schedule for the Reds, and every game is critical when you play a 6-game schedule.
Yeah, and if on one hand, if the Reds don't do it this year,
Well,
I mean, in theory, yes. In a sense, because it goes back to what you said. They're trying to spend money. They're trying to put the parts together. Again, it's unfortunate where we find ourselves because at this point, I mean, we should be at the All-Star break. Well, past the All-Star break. Point. You know, but now is that push, in a sense, for them to make that. Of course, we talk about this, you know, even off the air a lot. Thus, the Central is, NL Central tough. It is tough. You know, at any given time, anybody can beat up on anybody else in any given game, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. You know, as far as like you'd think, oh, the Chicago could do it. But the next thing you know, the Reds last year were beating the Cubs left and right consistently. Mm-hmm. But yet, you know.
And the Brewers popped out. And, you know, it's.
Right.
Yeah.
So, again, it's, you know, they like to go at each other in a sense. And I get the formatting as far as the schedule. It's unfortunate, like you said, as far as, one, that you're going to play Detroit that many times. Because who wants to see them play the same team? But at
the
same time.
Who do the Cardinals get for their majority?
Kansas City.
Which is. In the past, that was a tough run, but now I think St. Louis should have a better team than Kansas City. So maybe St. Louis has not the easiest of schedules, but the second easiest of schedules.
At least an edge, in a sense, in theory. Right. So under those circumstances, though, now nobody wants to see them play the same team, but at the same time, if it's a foe that I think I can consistently beat and maybe take the 5 out of 6.
Yes.
I'll take the 5 wins, and who cares who I play?
Well, it's just like the Chicago Cubs. If they have to turn around and play the White Sox, which would be, to me,
the logical thing to do,
like Kansas City, and because they're close together. You know, I think it's Pittsburgh and Cleveland are the two, and they were talking about in proximity, those two are closer together. And
true.
And Cincinnati and Detroit are closer together. So it's a proximity thing, which is what... You know, you got to kind of like what the MLB came up with as far as a solution to play these games. It cuts down the travel. It cuts down the different types of exposure. So all these things filtered in. I think the MLB did the best that they could. But then you've got players who have elected not to play. You know, for example, David Price. He wasn't the first one. I think the first player to decide not to play was former Cincinnati Red. I think he plays for the Diamondbacks now. It was... I forget his name. I have forgot his name. He's a pitcher, and he was with the Reds about 5-6 years ago. Mike Leake was the first major league player to say, I'm not playing. And several players have followed suit. I think there's about 10 active players who have chose to sit out 2020 because they don't want to take COVID home to their families, and they have maybe elderly parents, and they don't want to get them infected. I think Mike Leake may have a new child. And, you know, these are things that these players have kind of put their careers on hold to say, look, I'm not taking a risk. You know, it's more important to not play, to get this, not take a chance on my kids, my family to get sick. You almost have to kind of admire those folks for standing up for what they believe in as far as missing, but the game will still go on without them this year. And, however it may hit their careers because of your age. You know, baseball is the thing you just can't play forever.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you miss one season, and guess who's passing you up? The guy that had the season.
Most people.
Right. Yeah, the people that actually played. So, I mean, even for young people that may be listening, you can ill afford to miss a season because somebody is going to pass you up. Skill-wise, and it's going to be a tougher road for you to get back to that level that you were at before.
Yeah, but the good thing, you know, if we have to miss a season, again, baseball, softball in high school missed a season in track. I don't want to leave them out. But, you know, we missed a season last spring. And now we're asking maybe to cut down what to do this summer. If you're not careful, you miss 2 seasons. And that's something nobody wants to see. I don't want to miss another softball season. I know Frank Spencer doesn't want to miss another baseball season. But if we keep, I guess that maybe, and I keep going back to the travel, which is when we usually play travel ball is in the summer. If we keep that in check and increase the likelihood of us playing in the spring, it's worth it to me to not play travel to get better. And then everybody's on the same level playing field.
True.
Because we've all been off for 2 years. And we're... There's a different way of looking at it. You know, it's my perspective is I want my high school season to happen. You know, I don't want, I'm just throwing this out there, an 8-year-old team to cause me not to have a season. Does that make sense? It's all about perspective and where you are. And I totally understand. If you're a parent of an 8-year-old, you want that 8U season. You got a nice team this year. I get it. But there is a bigger picture somewhere. It's just like these guys that are maybe sitting out of baseball season to do whatever. Again, I'm going to be excited about baseball. I know yesterday they played the national anthem and there were players who chose to kneel. And here's the thing. Like it or dislike it, it's a way to express an opinion. And, you know, you don't have to agree with the players, but you have to at least respect what they're doing it for. Whether you think it's right or wrong, I get that. But maybe the player thinks it's something bigger than the game itself.
But on one hand, you can almost take it to another level as a perspective. Okay, some people put their hand on their heart, some people not.
Yep.
Is there a right or wrong?
I think
not necessarily any more than the kneeling or the standing. Again, it's a perspective.
Yep.
We have those freedoms, whether you agree or disagree. People have a right to smoke. I don't necessarily choose to be around people who are smoke because as a non-smoker, what does the smoke do? It always goes towards the non-smoker.
We attract it.
Yeah, correct. But at the same time, if that's what someone wants to do, that's on them.
Right.
Correct. So therefore, we do have freedoms in order to pick and choose. It's no different than the Black Lives Matter.
Correct.
Some people agree with that. Some people don't agree with it. You know, I agree with the premise, but I don't agree with the organization. Two totally different things on what they stand for. I believe in the principle of Black Lives Matter. I don't necessarily agree with what the organization is doing. If you check them out, not to get political, but I'm just using that as an example.
But
two totally different issues in a sense, and I think it's the same thing. If you kneel during the national anthem, it's a totally separate issue than the national anthem. I'm making a statement in a sense and drawing awareness to a cause as opposed to being disrespectful to the flag. That's my opinion.
And the thing is, it all gets down to this. And again, we're not being political, yet it's all tied together. It's kind of like separation of church and state and school. It's all tied together. There's going to be a crossover. And again, we're entitled to our opinions like you are. That's why I've asked if you want to call in. We'll have a discussion. But, you know, when players, I didn't really feel like when Colin Kaepernick was the first to kneel. And it was the same reason it is now. It's not changed. But when he did it, it was just kind of a slap in the establishment's face. It was really looked at as a negative thing to do.
He was rogue.
Yes, he was the trail setter. If you want to be the guy that started it, and I'm not knocking him. You know, this was done in the Olympics back in what 68 when the two gentlemen that first and third in the track event held their hands up and they were disqualified for ever competing in the Olympics again. But they thought it was worth their time because of what's going on. And again, we haven't changed a lot. That's basically, it's symbolic. And, you know, when you talk about the hands over the heart, we're taught that. If you watch a military person, almost to a T, if they are former military, they'll almost always put their hand over their heart. Most military people do that. That's ingrained in them to do that. As a non-military person, and sometimes I don't, because it wasn't instilled in me that much. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's the same kind of thing. You know, we're taught that at a young age, but, you know, when you're in the military, man, it's ingrained. You do this, you do this, you do this. But also military folks, you gotta love them because they understand why people, they fought and died for the right for me to stand or kneel to the anthem. So it is an opinion. It is their right. And let's just play ball, I guess, if you will. We'll take another break here on PCSN Live. You know, WSKV 104.9 FM.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hernfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Roses Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
All right, again, I get a little long-winded when I get to talking about stuff, but then again, we didn't miss a break, but we're a little bit late on taking breaks. So again, you got us for a couple more minutes here. Storms are picking up in the Frankfort area. Just kind of a throw that out there and really kind of heat up just above Somerset, heading this direction. So the next couple hours, it could be a little bright and maybe a little stormy here in the next little bit if it doesn't fade with the heat, which may happen as well. But again, thanks to our new sponsor at Stantec. Give them a call. For job fair. Again, what, $13 an hour? Not a bad gig. Just give them a call, 859-520-3815. And you can hear another sponsorship in a moment. So if you're a recent graduate, be a good time to check them out. Again, we don't know where all this is going with school. We assume the start date has been set as August the 5th. Powell County has set on a regular 5-day instructional week. And it is a all-day
thing.
Or you choose the virtual option. And I think they're doing that for, if you choose that option, it's for 6 weeks before you can change. Correct?
If you want your child enrolled back in school, yes.
Yes.
So once a decision is made, you're kind of in it for the 6 weeks, and then after that, then...
And you know, a lot of other districts, it's a semester if you choose the virtual option. And, you know, every place is different. You see some counties going 4 days a week, some counties going a half day, and modify it that way. Maybe you get one group in a half day, another group in a half day. Again, every county is different. And with the growth of the cases, folks, I'm telling you, if you don't follow our protocols that you need to do, again, the social distancing, wearing the mask, washing your hands, sanitizing often, we are risking whether, in my opinion, whether we can start back or not and have athletics in the fall, which we all want to see, school in the fall, which we all want to get. The kids need to get back into a routine. I get it.
Even not only academically, but even socially. Just to get that social interaction.
Since March, they've been
home. that's a long time, especially at that age, to not be able to see your friends and the people you're used to hanging out with, you know, Monday through Friday and sometimes on weekends or evenings for that matter, but you know, very difficult.
I do think the value that we've got from this, though, is a lot of folks have got to spend time with their families, and I think there's some positive benefits there. And I know people got to get back to work. I don't really like the fact that maybe education is kind of leaned on as a daycare. That's the kind of only negative I hear about or see about this is we're with these kids 6 or 7 hours a day, giving them instruction, and we care about them. And again, I understand that maybe the length of the daycare as well. But that's not what school is. Again, you've got folks that have to go home. If they get infected, take it to their family and you know, their parents. It's a scary thought about those kinds of things. So, you know, your educators have gone to school for a good number of years. They're professionals. They'll do what they're asked to do. But given the respect I think they deserve, they got from you in the spring, let's hope that continues on in the fall. If things don't go back to normal, if we start back with a virtual start, just kind of be ready. I don't think that a full year will happen if we don't get it in check now. But again, thanks for joining us this week. We didn't get any calls. We tried to get y'all fired up, but didn't work. Hopefully next week we'll maybe get a couple guests in here and talk a little bit. But thanks for listening tonight on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Attention 2020 graduates. Start your career now with Stantec Manufacturing. Make plans to attend the on-site job fair on August 5th at Stantec, working in partnership with Latrell Staffing. Take a tour of the plant and get your interview. Call today for more information or reserve your interview time by calling 859-520-3815. Just mention your interest in the Stantec job fair. That's 859-520-3815. Ask how you can make up to $13 an hour. Stantec Manufacturing, now hiring recent graduates.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast.
Pickup Country.